Good evening, Eastern Sierra. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where we serve up the day's headlines with facts, flair, and just a dash of mountain mischief. Today, we've got updates that matter from community happenings and local opportunities to sports highlights and ways you can get involved right here at home. So stick with us because it's all coming up. And before we dive in, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Great Basin Bakery, fueling our news desk and your mornings with baked goods so good they should probably be regulated. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow ESN on social media because missing local news, that's so last season. Oh, an important note, today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Yes, that's real. Yes, we support it. And yes, we demand photographic evidence posted below. Send us your finest, fluffiest, most fashionable friends. Let's get into today's stories. Health officials are reporting an increase in flu activity locally and across California. The rise in influenza cases has public health partners encouraging residents to take steps to protect themselves and their families. Experts say that getting vaccinated remains one of the most effective ways to reduce severe illness and hospitalization, and that it's not too late to get this year's flu shot for anyone 6 months and older. Along with reducing the severity of influenza, should you catch it, getting a flu shot helps you protect the people you love from also getting sick. Medical guidance also recommends timely testing and early treatment for people with flu symptoms who are at the higher risk for complications, including young children and older adults. Public health officials continue to stress widespread availability of vaccines and the importance of seeking care early if symptoms develop. Local educational and workforce development partners are hosting an information session aimed at connecting residents with career paths in recreation, fire management, and forestry. The session is scheduled for January 15th at 3 p.m. at 269 North Main Street in Bishop, with a virtual attendance option via Zoom. Organizers say students, job seekers, employers, and small business owners are invited to learn more about academic courses, internships, and training opportunities in fields that include outdoor recreation, fire response, and forest stewardship. Attendees can ask questions about internships, career pathways, and support available for launching a small business or expanding workforce training in those sectors. Contact information for additional details is also available through Saracoso Community College and the Small Business Resource Center. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and it could turn any bad day around, and sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. Local planning partners are inviting residents to share their perspectives on food systems and local agriculture by participating in a new survey. The Eastern Sierra Agriculture Activation Plan, sponsored by the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments and the Inyo Mono County Agricultural Commissioner, seeks community input to help shape strategies that support farmers, ranchers, and food system resilience. Participants are asked to offer insights on local food purchasing habits, motivations, and challenges through an online survey available now. Officials say responses will inform actionable, regionally informed strategies to strengthen local food systems and support economic sustainability for agricultural producers. More information is available on the Eastern Sierra Agriculture Activation Study website. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah. Us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list. And if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. Hey, let's get started with today's sports report, sponsored by Copper Top Barbecue, with your latest wrestling update from Bishop Union High School. Last week, the Bishop Bronco wrestling team traveled to Victorville to compete in the Silverado Tournament. Representing the Broncos were a solid lineup of athletes across multiple weight classes, including freshman Talon Romero, Mikey Valle, and Jay Mena. Sophomores Gabe Montoya and Daxon Svicina, juniors Jaden McKellips and Jackson Svicina, and seniors Kano Graves with Mikey Trejo. It was a standout weekend for senior Mikey Trejo, who recorded the fastest pin of the tournament, finishing an opponent in just 23 seconds, and wrapped up with three wins by pin. But the real power performance came from senior Kano Graves. Wrestling at 165 pounds, Kano dominated his bracket, including a win over a highly ranked state opponent. He pinned every match he wrestled and finished first in the tournament, scoring more team points than any other competitor. Freshman Talon Romero also got on the board with a pin at 126 pounds, though an ankle injury kept him from continuing. The rest of the Broncos wrestlers battled tough competition, gaining valuable experience as the season progresses. Head coach Brady Howell said he's encouraged by the team's progress and looks forward to building on these performances as the season rolls up. Up next, the Broncos head to a Fountain Valley tournament and will host Desert High School in a home dual meet on January 21st, 5 p.m. So mark your calendars. And remember, when you're celebrating big wins or refueling after a great match, support local. Check out Copper Top Barbecue, where locals go first. Visit coppertopbarbecue.com to see their menu and specials. And remember, locals, there's a 20% discount and you get to skip the line. Just saying. Where else would you want to go? Copper Top Barbecue.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's head up the hill for your Mammoth Mountain Ski Report, where starting off with blue skies, sunshine, and comfortable temperatures, making it a prime day to get those morning turns in if you're looking to soak up some rays while carrying smooth lines. Solitude, it's the place to be early. It's shaping up to be a postcard kind of morning. Right now, Mammoth is sitting on a base depth of 62 inches of packed powder with an impressive 177 trails open, 24 lifts spinning, 10 terrain parks ready to go. In other words, plenty of room to roam. The snow surface is skiing well both on and off the groomer, so whether you're chasing corduroy or exploring the edges, conditions are looking solid. And as you enjoy the mountain, today, a friendly reminder, safety is a shared responsibility. Give your fellow skiers and riders plenty of space. Aim for at least 15 feet when passing, because everyone deserves a great day on the slopes. So grab your gear, take in the sunshine. We'll see you up there. All right, folks, let's talk weather across the Eastern Sierra, because it is January and Mother Nature is definitely still showing off. All right, Bishop, if you haven't already, put those shades on. Today's forecast is mostly sunny with highs around low 60s and lows dipping into the mid 30s. Once the sun clocks out, perfect conditions for that awkward mix of ski goggles and flip-flops, if you're into that sort of thing. Tomorrow keeps the sunshine coming. Think California cool, but with a brisk side of winter. Highs in the low 60s, lows again around the frigid mid 30 degree mark. UV index is still high enough for sunburn. If you ski all day and nap on a ridge, Friday rolls in with continued clear skies and slightly cooler highs. Think upper 50s to around 60. Lows will be cold enough to remind you why you moved here instead of, say, Florida. Up in Mammoth Lakes, it's also a sun party, just crisper. Expect highs near the mid-40s and overnight lows plummeting into the low teens. Yes, that's Fahrenheit. So sweaters, puffy jackets, and polite arguments over who forgot the gloves tomorrow? Yeah, still grabbed by old man winter. So sunshine again, highs in the mid-40s, but expect winter's chill to hit low gear at night. Perfect conditions for crisp conditions, and a perfect hot cocoa excuse. Mammoth closes out the work week with more sunshine and temps in the low 40s. Reasonably mild for mid-January, but midnight beyond, bundle up. We're talking single digits below again. So if you've got an evening adventure planned, layer like it's your job, blue skies and dry weather dominate the Eastern Sierra these next few days. Great for outdoor plans and great for that scenic drive and fantastic for anyone who likes cold nights, sunny days, and bragging rights at the lodge. So stay warm out there and we'll check back with you. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now. Where the news is local, the updates are timely, and the pets are hopefully wearing tiny hats. Once again, a big thanks to Great Basin Bakery for sponsoring today's show, because no one should face the news without a really good pastry. Before you go, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel and following us on social media so you never miss what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. And don't forget to weigh in on our Epic Eats burger poll. Your vote could determine local burger bragging rights, and that's a responsibility we take very seriously. Finally, if you haven't yet today, it's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so send us those pics. We want pirates, princesses, cowboys, astronauts, whatever your dog insists is casual wear, just his jammies. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, stay local, and hug your pets.